That sounds like us. Oh, we're live, by the way, now. This is the podcast that's actually happening now. This is the podcast pilot. I have notes.
This is the podcast pilot.
Ironic, considering it'll be unguided, out of control. I haven't even put fuel in the tanks. I did have an ice cream, and I've got a Red Bull now. So just in case it goes out of place. That's not product it's placement.
Not Don't talk over my guitar, Ref.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was
right,
good.
Aaron's done now. All right. I haven't even read the podcast guide. You know, there's guides to how to do a podcast. Yeah I was going to learn all of that.
I meant to read up.
I didn't do it.
I meant to read up on something like that, but yeah. I never got around to it. So I was just going to try and wing it.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
I was going to do my homework, but it just didn't happen. Mm-hmm. That's it. I shouldn't do that. That's probably really unprofessional, isn't it?
So we've probably got a few things that we can't do on the podcast today, like touch the boxes that the microphones are mounted on.
Don't mention the microphone stands.
But otherwise, the room is extremely professional. It's soundproofed. It barely echoes. It's not inside the store. Did we switch the sign to say closed?
Yeah, I did it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so I think the first thing you do on any good podcast is introduce who's here.
All right, cool.
I'm not here.
Travis isn't here.
Okay.
Travis is not here.
Maybe Travis should introduce himself.
Travis, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. I'm right. Travis.
All right, Aaron, are you in the house?
My name's Aaron Graham.
You got a full name?
Yeah, Aaron Graham.
Aaron Graham.
I almost said my middle name.
No,
I didn't. I thought that would be a bit weird if I did that. You'd be one of those people with a double-barreled name. No one likes them.
Yeah, and I'm David at the moment.
David. People can follow me on Facebook. Maybe you can blur that out in the.
Oh, okay. Post in the edit. Follow Aaron on Facebook.
Twitter.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. Is probably need to come up with a
Twitter tags.
Like Twitter tags. But we don't even know what the thing's called. Which is it's probably the thing. So what's it going to be called? We've actually done some homework on this.
Okay.
Like I've come up with a few. Travis has got it. How many have you got?
Oh, for anyone that's listening, Travis and David have related. I am not related, so they have plenty of time to pre-prepare information, that sort of thing. They have notes. Pushed me in this room and started recording. So I'm not actually sure what's going on. I'm just going to riff off whatever they say.
He was just on the street.
And by the way, I've got some notes.
Riff all the notes in front of the microphone so you prove you're not lying. Those are his notes. You can hear his notes there.
Yes, so we just got Aaron off the street.
They're so real.
So we have no name for the podcast.
Oh, I've got some.
Travis has got some.
Oh, Travis, hit us up.
Hit us up with some names. Hit his first name. What have you got?
Game Room?
The Game Room.
The Game Room. It sounds a little bit too much like the Gay Room.
Gay Room, yeah. Sounds like a gay room. Might we get the wrong crowd?
I've got.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. That's fine.
Oh, I just don't want a room.
But if we had that on iTunes and it says the Gay Room,
we're
going to get people tuning in. They're going to be disappointed because we're not talking about.
Well, they don't know because there's nothing wrong with that either.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That means you have to say it clearly to.
Clearly, you have to say it. And use the right letters when you spell it. Because if you're at Game Room, it wouldn't look anything like Gay Room.
No, but when you say it, it sounds like Gay Room. Hey, you guys, welcome to Gay Room.
Gay Room.
Yeah. Hey guys, welcome to Game Men.
Game Men?
Game.
That's worse. That's worse.
Game Men.
I think, so Travis's first question was, am I going to be on this every week? And I said, probably just the pilot. Probably. So now he's just stitching us up.
No, he's just stitching us up. So we moved from Game Room to Game Men.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, so welcome to Game Men.
No one can see what you're wearing, no?
My leopard print thumb can't show up on the radio show.
We shouldn't talk him down because he's 8. So, we'll crush the ego. So let's just say we're going to put those ideas in the... There's an area which is good. It's like
it's a good area.
I'm acknowledging that there's words that you've said.
game room is good as long as we enunciate it correctly
and don't use it.
Game men is just game actually men. Just sounds like gay men.
Yeah, even in writing.
This one is actually that funny, but cool games.
Cool games
is cool spelled K O O L.
No.
Oh, okay. Like is cool game spelt with a Z?
No.
Okay. I think we could call it KOOLGAMEZ. I would be down with that.
It's not,
I
would
do
you?
Not That's get what you're saying.
Like cool games. Like it's cooler because you spell it with
What
the
happens
wrong
if
letter.
We reviewed a game and it was like 100% suck and we had to say, don't ever play this game?
Oh, we have to change the podcast name on iTunes to Uncool Games for yeah. that week, which is UNKOOLGAMEZ. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I've got one that
yeah.
letters that
this is
represent.
Number four. Idea number four.
RPC. R is for role-playing games.
Yeah.
And B is for board games. And C is for card games.
Okay. RBC.
RPC.
Yeah.
But all of them are acronyms of acronyms, so it would be RPG, BGC,
and people would, G. And people would just make up their own, like, really
yeah.
bad...
Really pretentious...
Yeah. So... We can't fill. You fill in the blanks. Right, bloody.
Oh, B.
Yeah, oh, yeah. B.
So I thought you said P.
Yeah.
Yeah, B.
Yeah.
Really boring.
Really
crackheads.
Yeah, crackheads, crackers,
crackers. Yeah, really boring crackers. Maybe we just call it really boring crackers.
Crackers.
Yeah. Yeah, really boring crackers.
I always thought that, like, when I release an EP or an album, and if yeah. there's a song on there that's just called, like...
just dropping
you know,
that in. When I release my next album by Aaron Graham solo.
Oh, I'm in a band, so yeah. I just thought I'd throw that out there. No.
I'm in a band. I just thought I'd just say that randomly.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Self-promotion.
That's fine. I always thought it would be really easy for reviewers, if you've got an easy EP name to just take the piss of.
Yeah.
So you call it like Dead in the Water. They'll be like, the EP Dead in the Water is very similar to the artist and that they'll be dead in the water. But like if your song is legitimately called Dead in the Water, you couldn't name your EP that because they'll just make fun of you.
I got lost because I was thinking of a podcast name just like More Crap. Because it's not, there's a shortage of podcasts.
Yeah.
There's no reason for us to do this. It's not like there's a gap in the market and we're going.
I think there is a gap in the market.
Is there?
Yeah.
What, for gay men?
Gay men. The gay men.
Yeah.
By the way, I've still got some okay. notes.
No, okay. Sorry, Travis, getting off track.
Name
here.
Number five for the podcast.
Yes.
Is that the note?
So is this number five?
Yes.
Yes.
RBC.
RBG now.
RBG.
Yeah. Just go through all the letters of the alphabet. Go on. Yep.
Three cool men.
Three cool men.
Are you a man?
But...
You're a boy.
Yes.
But it might just be me and Aaron and a guest. And
guys,
what if that guest
oh,
is...
Oh, I've got it.
Yeah, go on.
So there's two of us.
Yeah.
And instead of saying two men and a boy, he's
yeah.
pretty much half a man.
Oh.
Two and a half men.
Two and a half men. That's a great idea.
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. It's
hey,
good.
That's
let
good.
Me, let me Google that, see if it's been taken.
Oh, I love
let
Charlie
me
Sheen.
Let me just cross it out.
No,
you don't need to cross them out as you go.
Oh, you don't need to cross them out. No, okay.
Mentally,
we do need to.
They're all in that safe, good spot on that table.
I've got multiple games.
Multiple games.
Is game spelled with a Z?
No.
Yeah, no.
You can't make multiple spell any differently, really.
Yeah.
Multiple games. Because we're covering all sorts of different games.
Yeah, you're going to get the Monopoly crowd.
Mm.
No, got, what, okay, yeah, idea next idea next number seven-ish.
I think.
Yeah.
I think
that's good.
No.
I think therefore I game.
I think therefore I game. No,
that's
not bad.
It's actually not one.
That's not bad.
Oh, but that's good then.
That's good.
That's not the worst.
It's not the worst one.
Good one. That was a good one, Travis. You totally came up with that.
There are games out there.
There are games out there.
There are gays out there.
Since we're really coming over as as ist.
Yeah.
Not there's there are games out there. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just you're covering yourself too much, aren't we? Just panic. Oh, it's like we're going to get banned. We're supposed to be behaving ourselves in order
for the first five episodes, and then episode six, we're just like,
it's going to get banned. Eventually, we'll get banned for some reason. I've got no doubt about that.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to happen.
Will we lose our sponsorship?
We haven't got sponsorship yet. That's what we're hoping to
will
get
we
after this little episode that we're doing right now.
Literal episode.
Literally little.
Yeah.
Literally little.
But if someone
little,
usually
little.
Has a little episode, they've just gone off the rails
yeah.
and done gotten drunk.
I've had an episode.
Yeah. I'll tell everyone that.
That's not a bad name either.
I've had an episode.
I've had an episode. I've done an episode.
The episode two of I've had an episode.
Well, but we done a podcast.
We did podcast.
We did. We did a podcast.
Yeah, how about the good cast?
No.
All right. What was that? We had a game. We had an I think therefore I podcast something. What was that one?
I think therefore I game.
I game.
That's which is just bad. Am with G and E at the end.
Yeah.
So now this is the one you might like.
Okay, here we go. Number 13.
Is there still more after this?
Two more.
Including this one.
So this is number.
There's this one, then another one.
No, this one, then another one, then another one.
So three more.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
So this is idea number 43. Idea number 43 from Travis.
Yeah, number 43.
Hit us up. Idea number 43.
Yeah.
The Three Magic Men. By the way, I spelt magic M-A-G-I-K.
Nice. Oh, nice. High five.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, that was good, mate. Good clap there as
well. Yeah, that was good.
You can't do silent.
We need a microphone in between you two to get your high five noises properly.
Yeah.
That's not going to come up.
So it sounded like
the three magic.
I like the spelling of that. So if we can apply the spelling to something else. I think therefore I game. Oh, that's good.
That would have to be like a philosophy in games podcast.
Yeah.
That's not the worst.
Out of the question.
Okay.
The three bloobs.
Bloobs. What are three boobs? Let me just Google that.
The three boobs. Charlie Sheen's in that one.
I'm getting... Total Recall.
Total Recall.
Total Recall.
Three boobs.
Yeah, anyway.
Or Kung Pao, that girl with one boob. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Anyway. The second last idea.
Idea number 99.
You'll like this one as well.
God, I don't preempt it.
Oh, don't build it up.
Never sell it too much before. Yeah. Anyway, go on. Yeah.
The Three Wizards.
Three Wizards.
I spelt wizards W-I-Z-I-D-S.
Wizards.
Wizards. Wizards.
Yeah.
Okay. The three wizards.
Well, no. And what else have you got?
Are you,
what else? These all are great ideas. Yeah.
There are only two of us. There's Aaron and Dave, and we have guest hosts. Is the third wizard the guest, or is it always you watching us from afar?
No, Travis is immediately getting fired right after this podcast.
Okay, see ya, bye.
Making him do all the work.
He's the two wizards.
Yeah, so it's the two wizards now.
Okay, two and a half wizards.
I'm underqualified to be a wizard, even if it's spelling correctly.
I'm more of a mage.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get any laughing or humour in it again?
No, this is a serious podcast.
Yeah, this is a serious podcast.
I've got to be out of here because I'm more funny.
Okay, what was your last idea?
Oh, yeah, final idea.
Final idea.
I never had one.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I never had one.
All right, I wrote down...
bye.
Oh,
are you leaving?
Are you leaving?
Oh, no, don't leave.
You're leaving. Oh. Cover your ears up. Cover your ears up.
Okay.
Because I had a bit of an idea, but I don't know if we can write it on iTunes or anything like that. It was just, can you hear me?
No.
You can't. It's just like games and shit.
Games and shit. Yeah.
And then every episode, because we'll be doing because like if we had like different themes,
I
just
heard
be like
you, Aaron,
zombies and shit, and space and shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That was it.
I like that. Yeah,
yeah. It's just because you get swearing in the title, so I'm pushing the boundaries already. You know, razor's edge.
The shit is one of my favorite things to say. I followed this band, and they were like, there was a picture of them like looking on, like they were sitting on a hill and looking off into the distance.
Yeah,
and one of the comments was, "What are you guys doing in this photo?"
Yeah,
and the band commented with just like being wistful and shit.
They should just, yeah.
Covering just, my ears shit, really gets root. Rid of the earwax.
That's gross.
Yeah, I was thinking about something to do with the storeroom, you know, like we're out the back of a shop, but I couldn't really get anything. Also had Mr. Ham's How to Cook Guide to Astronomy. That was just...
That is funny. I don't get it, but it's funny. Ham?
Mr. Ham's How to Cook Guide to Astronomy.
How to cook.
It was a bit of a free form kind of.
Why would we have that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I just
think having something really abstract like that would be good. So like Mr. Ham's Quick Microwave Guide to something really convoluted.
Yeah.
I would like that.
But also you're gonna get any listeners you'd ever get are people you'd go, We're doing a games podcast. Okay, what's it called? Is it the gay men or something like that?
Yeah,
No, it's not called that. It's called Mr. Ham's Quick Microwave Guide to Astronomy.
Yeah, but this isn't about cooking, not a piece of hammer. Ham.
Hammer.
Wait, what is
like
that?
Spelling and being able to find it easily, I think, is a factor. So maybe that's just out of the...
So spell everything correctly, but have loads of keywords. So astronomy... Cooking, but science.
We have to have a unique word in there somewhere. Yeah. So instead of astronomy, we go flibjudia. But we know how to spell that. So if you just Google flibjudia,
that was different to the first one.
Yeah, flibjudia.
Flibjudia. Oh, sorry. I listened to the other podcast about flibjudia.
That's just like from the magic card Totally Lost.
Oh, Fibulthup.
Is that?
Fibulthup. FBTHLP for Bullfoop.
Okay, and Aaron, we've done our homework now. What ideas have you got?
So I've got Two and a Half Men.
Two and a Half Men, yeah.
What do you think about that?
That one's already a hit.
The Game Men.
The Game Men.
Yeah. Okay, we already heard that one.
Yeah.
Mr. Ham's Wonderful Guide to Astronomy.
Oh, I got one more. Mr. Ham's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, like Strikers.
Galaxy Strikers. I've got one.
Yeah, go on.
Mr. Megorian's Wonder Emporium.
That's not bad. Are we just going through movie titles for
I thought
TV.
Of all these in the side thing. We haven't actually had
any
room
Star
for...
Star Wars?
Star Wars. Yeah, because we're just like wars in the stars. Star Wars.
Empire Strikes Back. Yeah, I've got loads of it. I've got at least six ideas.
At least six.
War Stars.
I like
War Stars.
I like Attack of the Clones because there's a few of us.
And we're all playing games, so similar.
What about Star Wars, but swap it around? War Stars.
That's clever.
How about Revenge of the Shit?
You didn't tell him to put his fingers in his ears.
Sorry. I'm a bit dyslexic. I said Sith wrong.
Sith. I said sixth. So six ideas. You said Sith ideas.
Sith ideas? I love it.
All right. So, generally, what are we going to be talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, what are we going to be talking about?
All games.
I threw it to Aaron.
Aaron.
He threw me a bone there.
Yeah, I know. Aaron, I just changed my voice.
What are we going to be talking about?
I sucked in some helium. Topics we're going to cover.
Yeah.
Board games. Card games.
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Vanguard card fight.
Yeah, with exclamation marks just all over that one.
Dominion is a good card game. I can't tell what you're mouthing at me, Travis.
Pathfinder.
Oh, yeah, role-playing games.
Yeah, I'm yet to get into role-playing games, so I'd like an intro session. I'd love that.
Yeah, we need to do that. No,
we'll talk about computer games and stuff at some point as well.
Yeah, because that could come down to
it. I quite enjoy those. Consoles and things. But just games of all kinds. And
GTA 5.
That's a computer game.
We're like neck deep
in
that right now.
Vanguard,
we did that, yeah.
Card Fight Vanguard.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Have to do our homework on that one. It'd be good. We could get into a role-playing game. We could get the Pathfinder guys. We could get involved. Mm-hmm. Do a one-off adventure thing
for sure.
And then come straight back and feedback how we went.
Talk about our characters. Talk about our plot.
And the Dungeons and Dragons.
What's the
theme thing called where they do they have like the adventure packs.
Oh,
it's on the other side of that door right there.
Oh, Descent into Madness for characters level 35 or greater. I don't remember what it's actually called, but I remember all the other information. Right.
I'm not level 35.
Well,
I'm not
level 35. That
what is behind the door?
Seems to be Travis making door noises behind the door.
So if there's a magic release... We're going to be all over that.
Yeah, all over it.
All over that.
We're going to 4 hours set review show.
Are we limited resources? Should people be listening to this for informed...
I think limited resources is only so popular because it has no competition. That's us.
Is it? All right.
So it's going to be like...
I can't bring that level of expertise to the table. So we can have people sit in.
When they started off, Marshall wasn't as up as he was now.
Isn't right.
But also he was getting tutored by a guy who played on the Pro Tour and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So have you played on the Pro Tour?
I haven't played on the Pro Tour. I've made the top 8 of a PTQ. Right.
I
lost in the quarterfinals. I've gotten very close to day 2-ing 3 Grand Prix.
Yeah, but that's very impressive.
That's the closest.
I've come seventh in a draft.
And how many people were in the draft?
It was eight.
Eight, yeah.
And the person who came eighth had just popped down that night just to find out what the store was about. but she had a great night though. Finished fifth in the league.
That was good.
That was the last league, you know, where David Thompson, if we say his full name, had that awesome deck and no one wanted to play him, so everyone just stopped playing league.
Yeah. So everyone actually stopped playing league.
So in a league where you got points for just playing, even if you lost,
so
you get a point. Yeah. I managed to come fifth.
Undisclosed Dave, who I don't think will ever be on the podcast. Do you think he would ever be on the podcast?
I don't know. He's going to listen to this.
This is a separate Dave. That we both know.
Yeah.
He's a bit shyer than us. He's less willing to jump on the podcast.
He's a game man.
He's a game man himself.
He is. He's a huge game man.
Huge game man. I think they call them bears.
Yeah.
By the way, what I've noticed is that David wears glasses and Aaron wears glasses and Dave wears glasses.
Yep. And this podcast, hopefully, will be brought to you by Specsavers next week. what were you saying? So you think you're going to entice Dave into the...
To
make some comments.
I thought he's got his own expertise. And because we usually are talking business, talking that sort of thing, it would be interesting to get his perspective on games because we only really talk small amounts about it in the store. It'd be good to hear his opinion on some stuff.
And he's itching to get into role playing as well.
Oh, he is.
Well, if I say itching, but that was me the other week. I'd said we should role play something again. He's like, that's itching.
Oh, so that's itching. He's like, oh yeah, maybe.
Was he
itching himself at the time?
Yeah, he always is. He's a very hairy man.
He's quite an itchy. Yeah, he's got a little goatee.
Yeah, he's got a beard.
Undisclosed. Oh,
See what I did there. Anyway, yeah. So we are limited. You're coming in swinging. Limited resources need to duck because we're swinging. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
We're coming in swinging with our beards. We are game men.
It's all coming together.
The swinging game.
Yeah, that's all we are.
And the limited resources while we're on the swing, we're going, can I have a 10? Can I have a 10? On the swing.
Yeah.
Literally on a swing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a rope swing.
Can we call the podcast literally on a swing?
This might be getting off the zone of the topic, but I thought we should have mission statements as well.
True.
And I thought, it could be just like a mission statement, is in just to make a stop. You know, if people get completely sick of it, if we can get like a top 10 mission statement or things to tick off.
Sure.
If those things get ticked off, then we'll just walk away.
Oh, okay.
I've got two.
Mm-hmm.
I would like, the limited resources guys, at least one of them, mm-hmm. to give us a what is up. And it's like, if they gave us a soundbite and said, what is up? And then, you know, like, what is up, games and shit.
Sure.
Yeah, and we'd go, right, that's tick, that's perfect, one, yeah. Nine to go. Unfortunately, my second one, Kate Beckinsale's a guest on the show.
That's doable.
That's doable.
It's up there with Marshall saying, what is up, everyone?
I'm not even saying Marshall has to say it. I'll go for Brian. Brian says, what is up.
Oh, he does say that. Well, yeah.
No, he never does it.
Oh, but if we get him to...
Yeah, because Marshall's busy saying what he's up to, like, all other podcasts.
So Kate Beckinsale... And on the show is
not... Right, yeah, screw it.
It's not too difficult. Kate Beckinsale on the show wearing her Underworld get-up.
With
the blue contacts.
Yeah.
She has to be wearing that while she's on the show, and we'll take a picture and upload it to our hypothetical Twitter. Two of ten.
Already getting excited about that one.
We could get that sorted next week, so we've got another eight. The eight have to be a little more difficult.
I'll put that onto you then.
All right, cool. I'll draft up a list. That'll be on the next one.
So maybe we could come up with a list of top 10. We'll walk away.
We'll walk away. So when we get it done... I thought
jobs are good. Let's get those things done.
We haven't actually had a blip yet.
So, welcome back.
I listened to a podcast that wasn't limited resources for the first time the other day. It was...
I thought you listened to loads of them.
Well, I've only listened to a couple, mostly magic-related ones.
Gervais has done everything, hasn't he?
Oh, I've got to listen.
It's like right now, you know, like if you're going to write a song, Beatles have already written it. You know, yeah. I think Billy Corgan said something like that. It's like every song that's ever been worth writing or written
has already been written.
The Beatles did it. Oh. Something like there's only like 12 stories you can write. I don't know. That's totally without fact behind it. But that's, you know, what they say. Mm-hmm. Well, every podcast has been done. Gervais has done it. So even this is just a Gervais podcast.
Just
thing.
A riffing off a small subject.
So it gets me back to what I say now. There's no point in doing this. What are we doing? Yeah. We're getting edited.
So, go on. We have a mission statement.
Do we? Yeah.
We should work on a mission statement.
Just Kate Beckinsale in a shiny thing.
Oh, that's our mission statement.
No, it's not, is it? That's the goals list.
It's goals.
Yeah.
Mission statement can be something like...
To boldly go.
Educate.
Oh. Yeah.
Entertain.
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Excite.
Eve
words.
We call it the four E's.
The four E's. Then we're getting drug culture.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The crystal method.
Educate.
Yeah.
Entertain.
Excite.
Excite.
Eroticize.
Erotic.
Erotic.
Ecstasy. Five E's. Five E's.
Yeah. That's not bad. It's memorable.
I don't know.
Because you can always just come up with five E words, you know. If someone goes, what's your mission statement? You go...
Educate, excel, elephant.
Where's the dictionary?
Egregious. Elaborate. Done.
Yeah. Should kids listen?
Education.
Should kids listen to this podcast?
How old are the kids?
Younger than 18.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Does iTunes do a recommended listening age? We could do like by 15, people have already heard enough swear words.
Yeah.
They've heard bad adult themes.
So if you're a parent tuning into this now and you're thinking, I'm going to subscribe to this, I'm going to get my kids to listen to it every month.
Yeah.
2 months, you know, whenever they come out. It's going to come out regularly.
Once a month,
I think is safe.
No, once a week.
Because that requires more work.
That's hard.
Well, this isn't a full-time job. So they'd be going, yes, I can. But I'm going to tick the explicit box because I think it's going to be a bit more colourful.
Sure. In future weeks. That's no problem.
And maybe their kids have to work for it at school and then they can...
It'll be free. I assume it's free.
Yeah, it is free, definitely. You're not paying for this. This is ridiculous. Not until we... Get our microphones stands once we get sponsorship.
Oh, yeah. We won't be able to do that anymore.
No, we'll be hitting them up for $36 for 3 months. Top microphone stands straight out.
Splitting that three ways amongst the three wizards.
Yeah. So three way, that's another good name.
Three way,
Three way swinging beard. Yeah.
The three way swinging beard.
Three way swinging game men.
Game men, yes.
Kids might call it the freeway instead of the three-way.
So we've got, I was thinking, episode guide, right? So we come up with a topic in general, and we just cover that. So if, like, for a month, like say, what, like I've got six written down here, which are zombies, space, resources, Lovecraft, superheroes, and magic. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, so we say like next month, zombies.
Yeah, sure.
And we just go, we play all the zombies game. A game in, you know, we do look at zombie cards.
Sure.
Magic.
Cool.
There's the zombies with the exclamation mark. Zompocalypse.
Last Night on Earth.
Last Night on Earth. Talking with a dirty nurse.
Yep.
What else we got? There's loads of zombies.
Zombie Apocalypse, the card, the magic card.
Yeah, see? Lifebane Zombie.
We can probably do countdowns. I love countdowns.
Countdowns,
on podcasts,
what's that?
Like, you know, top 10 lists.
Top 10.
So you go top 10 zombies in magic, and we look up all the zombies and rank them and...
Yeah,
due to arbitrary terms, and
we're going to haul in other media as well.
Oh yeah,
just like, you know, let's talk about zombies in movies. Let's not do it now, but you know, do you like fast zombies or do you like you know?
So we can do like top 10. Zombies. We can do like fast questions. I'll be like, what do you think of fast zombies?
Yeah, top 10.
World War Z, or should we leave that for the zombie episode?
Let's talk about that. Let's wait. We don't go through all that material.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do all 10 podcasts now. So that episode, guys. So I think next one we'll do is zombies. We'll do zombies.
Sure, we'll do zombies.
All right, yeah. Everyone happy with that? That's a zombie. By now, our potential sponsors listened to all this. They thought, this is gold.
Oh, yeah.
We need to throw money at this.
All day.
Yeah. So if that happens, we should be able to get some prizes.
Oh, yeah.
So then we just need a quiz or something like, or a game of some sort.
Prizes for me?
No, because you're attached to this now.
What I like more than a quiz where everyone that gets the right answer has a potential to win a prize is you write in a question that's like, write a zombie novel paragraph that's like a short story.
Yeah.
And we get like 10 and we pick the best one and give the prize to them and read it.
What about
that would be awesome, but I, you know, at this end, that's awesome, but I hate those competitions where they go, in 25 words or less.
Oh, yeah, you don't know this?
It's so much pressure.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you think, I could get 24 words perfect, and I screw one up by putting, you know.
Balls.
Yeah.
We don't know why I put balls in the zombie paragraph. We just had to remove it from contention.
It's so, you know, and you screw it up, you know.
What about we have, if they get one right, they might get one really bad prize, so we have...
If we give bad prizes away.
Yeah, so we have our prizes, and then we have a very bad prize at the top. And
like a torn forest card.
Yeah, and you get... and.
Or with custom artwork done by us.
And the better the work they've done, the better prize they get. So if
that would be like, say, 10
that sounds
people
like hard
submit,
work.
Submit things. Yeah. They would have to... We'd have to give away 10 prizes. It's a lot of prizes.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to rely on the sponsor too much. So if there was a theme for the next month or something, we would ask people to write in with something.
Yeah.
But okay, so no one's going to hear this. So we're not going to have one for zombies. We would have to have one for the one after.
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or we could just maybe see... If we could make a...
We'll go from our zombies episode last week. We asked people to write in with this. Here's our favorite one. Or do you want the competition... Oh, the competition entry should be in the theme show.
You're right, wouldn't it? Because everyone would be in the mood. You know? It's like, zombies. I think that's better. Yeah. Philly feeling
it. So I'm up with the writing in... We'll go zombies next week. Write in with your favorite thing. And we'll read it first thing and then we'll get into the rest of the show.
Okay. So they just write in with their favorite thing and it would just be...
Oh, no, that was just a...
Fair, I think.
Yeah.
When we do the zombies, can I be here for the zombies?
Maybe.
Please!
We've got to canvas some candidates.
Because that's what we'll do. We'll get an expert in. So we'll have like a zombie in that chair. We'll have a zombie expert.
Literally a zombie.
Yeah, he'll be a zombie expert and a zombie.
Yeah.
A zombie.
And he'll know everything, all things zombie.
I rhyme.
Will we talk about Rob Zombie?
Yeah,
I think so.
I rip people's
more human
head
than
off.
Human.
Yeah.
So, can you know that song? Do you know that song? More
no,
human.
I don't know much about Rob Zombie.
Once you've heard the song, it's impossible to say more human than human. You have to say it more human than human. Because it's not to know. I know. Anyway. So. We'll have a theme to focus on.
Sure.
And we'll relate that to the quiz or
whatever the
entry
next thing is.
Thingy somehow.
So in the zombies episode, say episode 3 is cars, which it won't be, we say in the zombies episode, write in with your cars thing. And then at the start of the cars episode.
Right.
What about we have one for little kids? Horses!
We have to come up with...
Well, that's for adults as well. Adults also love horses.
Yeah.
Melbourne Cup was just last week, so... Adults love the horses.
Yeah, we have to be more prescriptive about what they've got to do. You know, it's not just like writing about zombies. Right, give us a comment about zombies.
Yeah,
and they could tweet it.
Yeah,
to Games tweet. And Shit.
Yeah, that sounds fine. Do you think Games and Shit is good?
I don't know. I like it.
I like it. Yeah,
I think they're for our game. But you might find that iTunes just goes don't like the word games and.
Games and
I don't like apostrophes where they don't need to be, says iTunes.
So it'd be like that. You know when the computers couldn't handle that? You know when you had and all that sort of stuff. Maybe iTunes would just fold. Would bring iTunes down.
Like games and fangs.
Games and fangs.
Games and thongs.
Yeah, but then you'd have to twonk.
Twonk.
The whole way through. Twerk.
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 T-work.
Oh my god.
So I'm such a twonk. What?
You twonk.
Do you know
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
What is
it?
twerk.
Yeah,
what's Travis, twerking? Twerk right now.
Go on.
No!
Go on.
He's gone red. God, why? Why? What is it?
Oh, he's twerking. What he's is totally it? Twerking.
No, I'm
oh,
not.
He's really good at it.
What's twerking?
Oh, that's, oh, I don't know. That's bordering on obscene.
I don't know what it is. What is it? Can you describe it? Can you describe it with words?
When a man loves a woman very much, when a woman slathers her bottom with
when
baby
a
oil.
Woman, lo- woman, I can't even say it. Woman,
and shakes it in
woman
his
than
face.
Woman. What's that?
And shakes it in his face.
What's it?
What?
What's no? What's it? You what, said what, shakes it yeah. in his face like a wave.
It, but
is it? What is it? It?
They're not objects.
Yeah, don't talk about like objects.
Oh, yeah.
It shakes her butt in his face.
Does it have to be in a face? Or could it just be in the face. General direction?
In the general direction.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, all right, all right. Yeah.
I twerk in your general direction.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, all right. So what is there anything else that so we need to been, bring up in
I've,
the pilot?
I've been educated today.
Yeah.
I finally know what twerking is.
Yeah, I know that I'm... It's not twonking.
It's not twonking.
No.
That's something else.
Honking.
Honking. Well, that was pretty polished, wasn't it?
That was good, yeah.
That was polished.
Not too many blips at all. Oh, well, not
well,
that I know of.
I know. I'll stick some in just because we've got
I'll
them.
Just put it in. I love it.
Yeah. So when we stop talking, mm-hmm. there'll be the outro theme.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, but I don't know how to do it. See if I could have it and I could just go like a... And just oh, have okay. it happen now. We could be talking over the outro.
What sort of software are you using?
GarageBand.
GarageBand. Oh, yeah, cool. How did you make it queue in at the same time? Oh, you can't because you just need to put it in over the end.
No, I've got a jingles track and there's us three talking jingles track. So the jingles track plays at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And
but,
at the end.
But we don't know how long it's going to go. So
fourth wall's coming down. This could still be in the podcast. We're telling people the tricks.
We don't know how long it's going to go, so we can't put the jingle where we would stop. So the jingle has to be put in at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so fine. We just go, hey, that's the end of the podcast.
Let's just put in a jingle.
Yeah, this is where the jingle would be. Yeah, I think that's pretty good. High five, everyone. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
That was, series of high fives. Thanks very much to Travis for coming on the show today.
Short notice.
Thanks very much to David for being an excellent co-host. And we'll see you next week for zombies.
Yeah, with education.
Education.
What's that thing? How it has a ripped face and blue eyes over there?
What is it?